What's on your mind, Herb?
You. Always you. Jennifer, say you live to be 100.
Never.
Jennifer, I know this is a silly question, but are you busy Friday night?
Wrong approach, big guy.
I'm talking about the Cincinnati Broadcasters dinner dance, Herb. Carmen's got a cold.
Friday? This is going to be tough.
Come to think of it, she had a cold last year.
Au contraire. Hmm? Last year she had the flu. The year before that she had a cold.
Oh.
That's Friday this week?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be 2 hours of guest speakers talking about radio, ad rates, things like that. Well, then they're going to have a dance band. Well, it's a group, a trio. It's $35 a person. I mean, it's nice.
82.
I can fix you up, big guy.
Thanks, Herb.
No. Don't thank me. Thank the I'll Take Romance Dating Service.
The what?
Herb finally got a sponsor for Les's News. Their motto is, you'll never walk alone.
Great outfit. Just on the other side of the state line.
I'm not looking for a date, Herb. Looking for companionship.
Who isn't?
Oh, dear. I'll be christening a ship. Maybe I can postpone it.
Well, it's just a thought, big guy. You know, I believe we should use the service of the client.
It's my guess that Herb has already filled out a questionnaire and sent it in.
Darn right. To be sure of the client, you got to test the product.
Herb, you're a married man.
It's not for me. I use Les's name. He's going to take the girl out, see? Pretty slick, huh? You see, this way, I can see if the girl's worth my... what I mean is, if the client's happy, I'm happy, and hey, Les gets something he hasn't had in 2 years. A date.
Oh. Mr. Carlson, I'll go with you. You're much more important to me than any old luxury liner.
Thank you, Jennifer. Les knows about this date.
Are you kidding? You should have seen his face when I told him.
Morning.
Oh, good morning, Les. Hey, congratulations. Understand you got a date.
What date?
You see, there you ruined his surprise.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
That's how it is. I know the price, cause I'm spending bills.
B.B. King with your final blues injection for the morning, babies. This is your doctor, Johnny Fever, and it's coming up on 10 o'clock on the mighty KRP, so I got to get out of here and make those emergency calls. Listen, if you're single and sick about it, stay tuned for the Nessman News. Brought to you by the I'll Take Romance computerized companionship, where it says, you'll never walk alone.
Are you single, lonely, depressed?
I am not going out with her, Herb, but I spent $200 on this girl.
Excuse me?
When I want a woman, I can get one.
You can't offend the client, Les.
Could I be of some service?
Yeah, John. You take Lorraine out.
Who is Lorraine?
Herb filled out a form for a computerized date for me. It's bad enough my newscast is sponsored by a computer dating service.
Look, our demographics say that single, lonely, depressed people listen to your broadcast, and you're one of them.
It's so cold, so inhuman.
But get in the 20th century, Les.
Herb, to me, a person is more than some data on a computer printout sheet. I'm a complicated man. I need a complicated woman. And I'm willing to wait until fate takes a hand.
You know how long fate takes? About this
Lorraine, or...
Yeah, only Les's perfect match. Look at this. She likes dark-haired, outgoing men, bowling, and physical contact.
Sounds like your perfect match.
Tell me about it.
I don't want to go out with your perfect match, Herb.
She also likes wimpy guys who wear glasses and hog breeding.
She does?
I figure she ought to know what to expect.
Well, what else does she like?
Moonlit nights, quiet walks, fine wines, bubble baths, hot tubs for two, silk sheets, breakfast in bed, and logging.
That's jogging.
What are you doing this Friday night?
I'm going out to a movie with Johnny. Why?
Well, I was wondering if you wanted to go to this broadcast dinner dance thing.
Me?
Sure. You're in broadcasting. You want to get into management. This is a chance to hobnob with some very interesting people.
Can't get a date, huh?
Andy, you rent your tux yet?
No.
I gotta find a place that's good and fast.
Doesn't Herb have a client?
Oh, no.
Tux for bucks. It's a drive-thru.
Thanks, Bailey. Got your date yet, Travis?
Uh-uh.
Hello? Is this Lorraine? This is,
Les Nessman.
Les Nessman. Les Nessman, your perfect match. I got your number from the service. They said you really wanted to go out with me. You do? Well, the reason I'm calling is,
Dinner. Dinner.
Do you eat dinner? You do. Well, would you like to have dinner? When?
About tomorrow.
I'm busy, Herb. Oh, how about tomorrow? Say,
Seven-ish.
Seven-ish.
Seven-ish. Great. Well,
I'll see you then.
I'll see you then. I'll be the guy in the glasses.
Hey, I'm pretty smooth. Hey, I mean, hey, huh?
Where does she live?
Oh, hey, Les. Hey, you want to go to this dinner dance thing tomorrow? It's real fun.
Well, I'd like to, Andy, but I have a date.
You do?
Sorry.
I didn't know you were seeing someone, Les.
Well, I wasn't.
Oh, really? Well, how'd you meet her?
I haven't.
It's a blind date?
No.
Who are you taking her with?
Ask Herb.
Venus, what?
A computer has found the perfect match for Les.
On this planet? Listen, I'm sorry, man. I was kidding. I'd like to meet her.
I'd like to meet the computer.
If you want to take out more girls, Travis, just fill out this form and send it in.
Herbert, I do not need a computerized service to help me find girls. I meet them the old-fashioned way. Pick them up in bars.
That's why you're going stag to the dinner?
Herbert, I'm going stag to this dinner because... Look, Les, how would you like two complimentary tickets to the Cincinnati Broadcasters Dinner Dance?
Complimentary?
That's right. 7 o'clock tomorrow night. You can leave right after Buckeye wrap up. You can leave from the station.
Thank you, Andy.
Why don't you have Lorraine meet you here?
Yeah, that way we can all check her out. I mean, meet her.
Hello? Where do you live?
Backside step.
What about chairs? Do we still hold chairs out for them?
Oh, Les.
Maybe she won't like the bouquet I bought her. The corsage. I almost forgot the corsage.
What are you still doing here?
Catching up on some work.
Herb.
I go nowhere till I see what I'm missing.
Hello, Jennifer.
Oh, hi. Oh, you look terrific.
Thank you.
You're working late, too, huh?
Never stops.
My. Don't mind if we just stare at you?
Herb still here? If I've told myself once, I've told myself 1,000 times, never go to a client of Herb's.
Hello. I'm looking for a Lester Nessman. You're Lorraine Marvin, his date. How do you do?
This woman likes hog breeding.
I'm Arthur Carlson. This is Jennifer Marlowe. She's my date. Well, not my date exactly. I'm married, of course.
I see.
Hi. I'm Bailey Quarters.
Hi.
Johnny
Hi.
Fever's date.
I'm Venus Flytrap. No date.
Herb Tarlick here, General Sales Manager.
Oh, there you are, Herb.
Nice meeting you.
I want a word with you, Herb.
Oh, that's a nice suit.
Don't you all have somewhere to go?
No.
Oh, yeah, it's been a pleasure.
No, not you, Mr. Carlson.
Oh, well... I think I will go warm up the car.
Venus?
Hmm? Oh, yes, I have to go back on the air. I'm on the air, live.
Johnny and I should be going.
Where?
To the movies.
Why?
I'm paying. Good night, Herb.
Excuse me, I have to go for a quiet walk and bubble bath. Perhaps a little logging.
Well, Lorraine, Les will be out in just a second.
Fashionably late, huh?
Oh, that's our Les.
Nice fur.
Thank you.
Is this your first date with Carlson?
Oh, it's not a date. I work for him.
Full time?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's even better than this computer dating scam. Oh, I'm not complaining. It sure beats working the streets.
Ooh. Yeah. Why do they always put us in the corner?
That's enough about me. I noticed that your questionnaire didn't say what you did for a living.
That's right.
Well, what do you do?
Social work.
Well, you don't often find a social worker who's interested in hogs.
You're funny.
Funny peculiar or funny ha-ha?
Why haven't we been served yet?
Oh, they're very busy, Mr. Carlson. Les, would you like to dance? Les?
Oh, would you care to dance?
Oh, that's okay, Mr.
No,
Carlson.
No, I just got to get my shield back. Okay. Silly, shiny little sissy shoes.
You know... You're my first computer date.
I kind of figured.
I always meet girls the old-fashioned way, you know. In bars.
Well, that works.
Do you usually meet men through a service?
Usually.
Well, that's funny.
Funny peculiar or funny ha-ha?
Well, I just meant that you're so beautiful and charming that I figured that you'd have more men than you'd know what to do with.
Thank you.
But I guess you wouldn't have so much in common with them. Isn't it strange how much we have in common?
It's fate.
Here we go.
Well, that was quick.
Oh. Yes.
I got as far as the dance floor, and then my feet gave out.
You'll feel a lot better after you've eaten.
Huh. Lorraine, may I have this next dance?
My pleasure. Thank you.
Side, side, step.
Back, side, step.
Gotcha.
Les, I have something to tell you.
Anything, Jennifer. Out of the tree of life, I have just picked me a plum.
Don't dip. Your client.
I don't believe it.
How am I going to tell Les?
A genuine streetwalker.
Herb, you're missing the point.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Les thinks she's terrific.
Well, why not? How do you know?
She told me.
Why would she tell you?
Because she thought I... She just told me, that's all.
I don't get it. I mean, I fill out the form, and I get... Does this mean my perfect match is a hooker?
Herb, I'll take romance as a front for prostitution. Everybody's perfect match is a hook.
Good day. And may the good news be yours.
Oh, now, do you know what this means?
I sure do. It means I wasted a $200 hooker on Nessman.
No, it means that Les thinks a call girl is in love with him.
It's not fair.
Come on.
I'll tell him. Les, wait till you hear what I got.
I'll tell him. Les, I want to explain the facts of life to you.
You're too late, Jennifer. Mother gave me a book.
Les, the world is full of men and women.
Chapter one.
And when men and women fall in love, why, there's nothing more splendid. It's like...
A news scoop?
Better than that. Les, relationships don't happen every day. You have to wait for them. But just because you think you have a relationship that you really don't have doesn't mean that you're not worthy of having one if it's real. Said another way...
Are you trying to tell me that I'm not worthy of Lorraine?
No, I'm trying to tell you that Lorraine is not worthy of you.
She cost $200.
No, she charges $200. Les, I'm talking about the oldest profession.
Lorraine's a farmer?
The other one.
I don't believe it.
It's true. The dating service is just a scam.
So you're saying she only went out and was being friendly with me because...
I'm sorry.
I mean, she really doesn't like hogs?
No.
It's all starting to fit together now. That's why she called and asked me out again.
She what?
That scarlet woman just called and asked me out.
She called you?
Yes, not more than 10 minutes ago.
Les, she likes you.
Well, of course she likes me. What a fool I was.
No, Les, a hook. An employee of I'll Take Romance would not call you and ask you out.
She wouldn't?
No, you'd have to go through the PIM service.
So she likes me?
Yes.
Well, you know, she said she'd never met a man before who just liked to talk.
What do you know?
Should I go out with her?
It's up to you.
Well, how do I know for sure?
If she charges you.
Hey, Les. How was your date?
Swell, Andy.
Oh. So, in other words, you're a firm believer in the perfect match?
Yes, I am.
She sure was a looker.
A what?
She was good looking.
Yes.
Yes, she was.
You're going out with her, aren't you? You can go out with that kind of woman if you want to, but me, I'm going on down to the marina to see what is shaken. That's where the stewardesses hang out.
Herb?
Yeah?
Your wife called. Bring home pork chops. Now.
Enjoy your evening, Herb.
Can I talk to you a second?
Sure, Andy.
Lester, I have something to tell you about Lorraine.
I know all about it.
It's unbelievable.
It's not so unbelievable.
That your perfect match is my perfect match.
What?
I sent in a questionnaire a couple of days ago. You know, just to see what I'd get. It's no big deal. I mean, I wasn't serious. I don't need a service. And anyway, even if I did, I would never take your girl, Les.
Andy.
This is crazy. Look, I got Lorraine, too.
Andy. Have a seat.
I don't want to sit down.
Sit down. Let me explain the facts of life.